Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven, is here with us. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Okay, we await with bated breath the verdict on the Rise of the Planet of the Apes was the last one.
That was the last one.
That was the James Franco one, right?
That was the James Franco one, okay. And now it is the Dawn of the
Planet
of the Apes.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And subtle difference between Rise and
Dawn.
Yeah,
I would think that Dawn would come after.
Would come first, wouldn't you?
Before they rise.
They may get titling wrong, but they get a lot else totally right.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it, because we've seen the previews. They're staggering.
They're staggering, yeah. And they're great. I really liked the first one with James Franco, because this was, for those of you catching up, there's a little chimpanzee, Caesar, who is being raised with a researcher. He's taught sign language, and then he's given to a lab, and he was given some drugs to, they're testing drugs for Alzheimer's on him. He becomes super smart, helps the other lab animals escape, and goes off and freaks out on the Golden Gate Bridge, and he and his ape pals go into the woods. And now, since then, this is now Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. It's 10 years later. Mm-hmm. A simian flu has taken over the earth. Humans have become sick. It's kind of like the bird flu, but okay. It's come from apes.
Yes.
And humans are sick and then start fighting each other. And so there are small pockets of human populations. And meanwhile, Caesar is in the forest with his ape followers,
mm-hmm.
and family members. He would never just think of them as followers. He thinks of them as his family.
I see.
Caesar's okay. trying to come up with an ape utopia here.
Ah, okay.
Caesar's very high-minded.
Okay.
And he's living off in the forest, and that's kind of where the movie starts.
Okay.
It is a fantastic film.
That is so good to hear.
Where the last one was about, you know, lab experimenting and science and what should we be messing with as human beings. This new one is about war and how do we choose who we affiliate ourselves with, and how do you decide who is on your side, who is not on your side? And it is just well plotted. There are great characters. Caesar in the center with Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis, once again, who has like become the master of the CGI character.
Yeah, he played Gollum, and here he is as Caesar. Mm-hmm. And all of the apes are people in costumes. There are no animals playing the apes. Mm-hmm. It's just phenomenal. And the really fascinating thing is about, you know, probably only about a fifth of it, maybe a little less, is in sign language with subtitles, mm-hmm. because that's how they decided. The filmmakers were trying to decide how far would the apes have come in 10 years. And they're trying, I mean, come on, maybe they will, but I don't think the apes are going to become intelligent and start, like, smarter than us and start taking over the world. Maybe they will. But they're trying to base it in science and have it be science fiction that's based in science. And so they thought, they were trying to figure out, like, what would have happened? And mm-hmm. there are apes who've taught other apes sign language. So they thought, well, they probably wouldn't be all speaking. We're not going to have them 10 years later speaking Shakespearean English in the forest.
Right.
Let's not do that. But they have them communicating in sign language. So this is a Hollywood movie where a huge amount of it is in subtitles.
That's,
it's kind of great,
interesting.
The risks they take and what they're willing to do, and it's fabulously entertaining.
I didn't see Rise of the Planet of the Apes, but please tell me that this is better than the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes.
It is so much better.
It's way much better. Okay, good.
If you saw the Tim Burton and you're thinking this is related at all, it's not.
This is a complete reboot.
Completely different reboot. And reboot. I don't know where reboot came from. That one was more of a remake of the original, mm-hmm. where they had an American guy flying in and landing in a planet of apes being run by apes. And it looked like it was being filmed in someone's basement. And it was silly and kind of satirical. And
it was Tim Burton.
It was Tim Burton. It was kind of goofy and tried to take on some serious issues. And it didn't have an even tone and it just wasn't trying to be entertaining. It wasn't trying to be interesting. And then it had this ending that was, some people thought, oh, I really liked the ending. I want to know what was happening there. That was intriguing. And other people, like I think you, Jill, and I were both like, what? What was that?
Yeah.
It was just a disaster of a movie. And I thought it was really, they didn't even try to put together something that was a decent tribute of the first film. And these new ones are completely rethought. And what they're trying to do is lay the groundwork for someday there's going to be a planet of apes. Mm-hmm. How did we get here?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
That's really promising. I'm so glad to hear this.
I think the timing of the release of this movie couldn't have been freakier this week with the, three gorillas trying to escape at Como Zoo yesterday.
That's immediately what I thought.
Everybody thought this.
Either they wanted to go see the film or this whole thing
ready.
Is coming
Caesar
true. They're getting
is
ready.
Calling
it's
right.
calling them out, yeah. Well, Dawn
this
of
is
the
Dawn, yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Dawn. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes playing all over the place. Thank you, Stephanie, as always. Nice
Happy
to see
to be
you.
Here.
Stephanie Curtis, the movie maven at Minnesota Public Radio. And let's see. I had something special here I was going to play because I'm so fond of this.
Dr. Seuss, Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss, Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss, Dr. Seuss. Oh, Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss, Dr. Seuss.
What's wrong with me?
I think you're crazy.
Want a second opinion?
You're also lazy.
Dr. Seuss, Dr. Seuss.
Classic Simpsons on 89.3 The Current.